Lord, we pray that you will give her the shoes of readiness through the gospel of your peace, Lord, that she will be willing to take your gospel to the enemy, to those that have taken her family from her. And we thank you for the gift of divine, her heart. May she use her testimony to share your gospel with many others, Lord. Amen. We now go to Israel, but we first start in Ethiopia. Obadiah, he hated Christians for the way he was treated in Ethiopia. You see, he was an Ethiopian Jewish family, and the Orthodox Christian neighbors would mistreat them. They would call them falsha, which means people who came into the country and didn't belong there. He still remembers his brother being beaten for being Jewish. His mother would tell them that they needed to pray that one day they could go live in Israel. And then in 1991, their prayers were answered. There was a 36-hour period where Israel flew military transport planes into Ethiopia. They had removed all the seats, and they packed as many Ethiopians that wanted to come to Israel in there as they could, 400 to 500 people in each plane. In that 36-hour period, 14,000 Ethiopian Jews were flown out and were flown to Israel. Once in Israel, Obadiah thought life was going to be amazing, and he went to a traditional Jewish school for the purpose of becoming a rabbi one day. He wanted to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather. However, after some time, he became disinterested in the teaching. He also felt discrimination yet again. This time, it was related to his skin color. He changed schools, and then when he graduated, he went and he completed his mandatory military training, and in the process, turned away from God. One day, some men approached him to tell him about the Messiah, Yeshua, and this infuriated him because it reminded him of his childhood in Ethiopia. He yelled at the Christian men, and it took him hours to calm down. A little bit of time later, Obadiah saw a sign when he was walking down the street in Nazareth, and it said, "Why don't you read Isaiah 53 in the synagogue?" As he pondered it, he thought of how the Jews called it the forbidden chapter and skipped over it. When he asked several rabbis about what it said, they said that he needed to wait till he was 40 and then he could understand it, or they were still waiting on the Messiah to come and explain it to them. Since he didn't get a satisfactory answer from the rabbis, he decided to go to the Christians and ask them. Initially, he thought, these people are crazy. But when the pastor invited folks to come forward and pray, an elderly woman told Obadiah, "It's your time to go forward," she said. He didn't want to go forward, but he was brought up to respect his elders. So he honored her, and he went forward. When the pastor asked him, "Why are you here?" he said, "Because I want to know who the real Jewish Messiah is." The pastor told him to ask God to reveal the answer to him. And as he knelt right then and there, he began to cry. He said he felt peace, shalom, he had never felt before. And the Holy Spirit told him, Yeshua is the Messiah. From that moment on, he began studying the Bible and telling others at his university about Jesus. One time he was telling a group of students about Jesus in the cafeteria, and another student jumped up saying he was going to kill Obadiah. Immediately, Obadiah prayed for the man, and he was delivered from a demonic spirit. Then that man put his faith in Jesus. However, due to the disruption, the school suspended Obadiah from attending. He soon sensed the Lord calling him to ministry, and after completing biblical schooling, he opened a church to help other Ethiopian Jews learn about the Messiah. Sadly, those that that believe often are kicked out of their family homes. Obadiah started receiving death threats from the very group he once came from and the group he is now witnessing to. In 2022, a group stormed in during a service and attempted to beat Obadiah, but the congregation quickly stopped them and called the police. In the past year, since the attack on Israel, there has been widespread fear and hopelessness throughout the country. But this has opened many doors for Obadiah to share the gospel with the people that are hurting. Obadiah's prayer requests are this: for protection for his family. He doesn't note himself. He talks about his family. For more gospel workers, that his church will clearly demonstrate God's love. And for Israel as a nation, that God will continue to intervene on their part and will stir up a great revival during this time of war.